Off belay!
Arizona Game and Fish biologist Kyle McCarty climbs to the top of a tall ponderosa pine tree and into a bald eagle nest. The massive mama eagle swoops overhead and watches anxiously as McCarty lowers her two nestlings down to the ground in a duffel bag to Kenneth Jacobson. He's the Arizona Game and Fish Eagle Management Coordinator.
And here comes the nestlings.
The birds are hooded. Each are about the size and color of a football. They appear calm. Jacobson gently takes one of them out of the bag to give it a health checkup and to secure an ID band on its leg.
Sometimes they jump when this snaps. Okay.
The band allows Jacobson and his team to track the bird its whole life.
We know how long they live and how far they go to breed, how many mates they have in a lifetime. It gives us kind of all those demographic parameters that we need to model the population and assess its health.
Jacobson is part of an ad hoc group known as the Southwestern Bald Eagle Management Committee, a group comprised of federal and state agencies, tribes, and businesses that have been working along with volunteer nest watchers to protect these bald eagles since the 70s. Jacobson explains what the loss of endangered species protection means.
So the bald eagle won't have critical habitat designated for them.
And that's key, conservationists say, for a family like this one that needs water to survive. In central Arizona, there are plans to build a pipeline that would drain the local aquifer near about a dozen nest sites. Count them all, and there are only about 50 active nests and 200 of these Sonoran Desert bald eagles. Robin Silver of the Center for Biological Diversity says that's not enough.
This population cannot survive without intense, well-funded, well-supported human efforts. And that's just the fact of life trying to survive in a habitat that's been so disrupted.
The center has filed several lawsuits against the federal government over the last 8 years for deeming the Arizona bird not, quote, significant. In other words, if the Sonoran Desert bald eagle died, it wouldn't affect the greater bald eagle population nationwide.
The word significant doesn't mean we don't care about it.
Steve Spangle is spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
I guess I would be concerned, too, if I thought that the delisting of the bald eagle was going to result in losing the bald eagle in Arizona, but I don't believe that's the case. You know, the Endangered Species Act is kind of like the intensive care unit, and eventually you hope the patient gets out of the intensive care unit.
Conservationists say they plan to appeal the federal government's decision. This is just the latest appeal in what has been a long battle between the federal government and local conservationists to protect this tiny population of desert birds.
You are done, little lady.
After finding the baby birds healthy, the biologists return them safely to their nest. And as we drive away, Mama Eagle flies back to her young. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.